final buzzer has sounded and the game's over. It's time to talk about who played well and who didn't. It's the Potawatomi Sportsbook Pro Hoops Postgame Show, served up by Wendy's. The new Potawatomi Sportsbook is the ultimate sports fan experience. The state-of-the-art venue opens this May at the Potawatomi Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. Now, let's get to your calls and reaction from the game with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on 1250 AM, The Fan.
Well, I mean, what did you expect? What did you expect? Let's give the final score, because that's what you're supposed to do on a post-game show, right? You're supposed to give the final score of the game so everybody knows that was listening to The Fan prior that may have turned off the Bucks game earlier. Maybe not a Bucks fan. Bucks lose 126-113. Can we rewind just a little bit before we get to the game today? Just a little bit. Charlie Use, another side of the glass, Chicago Charlie. Last post-game show we did was when? Friday night? That's last show. And I had a lot of fun Friday night. I mean, they lost, but Middleton with the theatrics, getting him to overtime, doing his thing. And should have gotten to double overtime. Crazy threes. It was a fun show. It was. And Charlie and I had a good time. Took some calls, read some tweets. NFL draft was going on, so we were talking about the NFL draft picks that were happening as well while we were on the air, so that was fun. Had a good show. And as the show is going on, and we're getting towards the end, because usually in the back half of the show is when I like to play Doc Rivers or any sound we may have. And we play Doc, and I'm literally just sitting here kind of gazing off, watching the draft, and we get towards the end of Doc, and somebody asked Doc about Lillard, because if you remember that game, Lillard went down, hole in the back of his knee, hold it. And Doc says, oh, it's the Achilles again. And I looked over at my computer where the audio was playing, and I was like, oh my goodness. And then he followed that up by saying, yeah, Lillard said I should use him as a decoy because he didn't have any explosion left in that leg. If you go back and listen to the podcast on your Odyssey app or 1250amthefan.com, you'll hear me yelling after that audio ended because I was furious. And the reason I was furious was, if you knew it was an Achilles and you knew he was that bad, why would you let him lead the team in minutes? Get him out of there. And it's not like Doc Rivers isn't going to be the coach of this team next year, because he is. It's not like Damian Lillard isn't going to be on this team next year, because he is. And you're screwing around and playing with his future and your own next year, in a game in which you still lost. And had that thing blown up, that Achilles, went kaboom and rolled up the back of his leg, had that happened, you have no idea how angry I'd have been. I was angry knowing that he had him out there, knowing full right well he was jacked up, and he was still playing him through overtime. So, when the news then comes yesterday that, oh yeah, he's doubtful, he ain't playing. They say he was in a walking boot or something like that, possibly. My quote to you was, no! Realistically, he shouldn't obviously play. And realistically, at this point, now down 3-1, Giannis seemed to be moving just fine coaching the team on the sidelines. I'm not risking that. No chance. Now, will they? Maybe. Maybe they'll put him out there. They're at home at Pfizer Forum. because he's going to fight to want to play, would be my guess. He's going to want to play and try and save this series for him. But without Lillard, does it matter? Can they win that game against the Pacers on Tuesday without Lillard? Now, Portis, you know, had rocks for brains today. You know darn right well you're without both of your stars. You know the guy you decided to get into it with is an instigator like Beverly. So you know there's something with him. And he's young, which means he's going to be doing this the rest of his career. Oh, yippee. So you he shoves you, you shove him, and that would have been it. But you had to throw you had to slap him or whatever the hell you did. You had to throw your hands at him. So is he going to get suspended for the next game? Is there a chance he gets suspended? Or do you only get suspended if you connect with the closed fist? Is that how you get suspended? Don't know. But if he ends up getting suspended for the next game, that's a problem. No, absolutely. It's a problem. So, really, not much good news all the way around. So, if Giannis decides, I want to play, and Portis is suspended, Lillard certainly isn't playing, Middleton, hobbled again, goes back, comes back, and all of a sudden, like in a Karate Kid movie, they rub their hands together really fast, put their hands on Middleton, and he runs right back out again like no big deal. So, you might have Middleton. I thought he was going to die on the court. I did. He looked so exhausted and so tired. He gave you everything that he had. All of you Middleton haters. You laid it all out there trying to figure out a way to win this stupid ballgame. So, no positives in anything I open with. Nothing. Not a single positive. Now, I got a positive. It's a big positive. Some of you will hate it. Some of you will say, doesn't matter, it's the playoffs, Sparky. And that's okay. I'm fine taking grief for this. I'm so proud of this basketball team tonight. I am. I'm proud of them. Yeah, you lost. We all knew you were going to lose. We all knew you were going to lose with Bobby Portis. We all knew you were going to lose before Milton got hobbled and had to go back out and come back in. And Beverly was banged up throughout the game too. So we all knew you were going to lose. There was no question there. The question was, how badly were you going to lose? That was really the question. You not only were in it, you scared the bejesus out of them, would be my guess. Without question. First of all, Andre Jackson got some run. So that was nice of Doc. That was good. Two games in a row. Maybe that'll lead to something next year. Gallinari and his mohawk got run in this game, folks. And he was hitting shots. And then do you know what happened? Doc in the fourth quarter said, not going to play him. Not going to play him. See, sometimes I don't understand it. And I'll be honest, hey, I'm a fan. I'm not a basketball coach, nothing like that. But if a man is hitting shots, why wouldn't you put him back in there? See if he can hit shots the next time you put him back in the ballgame? I mean, I understand offensively, there's nothing there. I get it. But he had this little turnaround thing going on, mid-range, a couple shots. I didn't think I'd see Gallinari the whole playoffs. But you did. So, yeah, they lost. Okay. Proud of them. I'm all right with it. And you're going to come back Tuesday. You're going to have your home crowd. Please be better than that home crowd, by the way. Their crowd is bigger front runners as Halliburton is. The first half of that game, I think they might still have that cheering section that I referred to last week when Halliburton was running his mouth about the Bucks crowd. Because I think that was the group of people that you heard cheering while the rest of the lower bowl sat there on their hands watching the basketball game. That was It was a pretty pathetic crowd until, of course, they got going there in the fourth and started hitting shots. And then all of a sudden, you know, they were great. Prior to that, it was like playing in a library in the first half. Either way, no matter what happens in this game coming up on Tuesday, I'm waiting for a time to get emailed to me here from the NBA, which I'm assuming will be here relatively shortly. But no matter what happens, if you're in that game, you're going to give them a little something to motivate them, to energize them a little bit, to keep them fighting in that game. Yeah, the season's going to be over probably on Tuesday. I understand. You understand. There's probably way less people listening tonight that probably turned off the TV, said, that's it, I'm done, season's over. Probably won't even watch the game on Tuesday. And to them I say, I understand. I get it. I did it to the Brewers today. Yankees got to 15. I was like, that's it. I'm done. It was like the seventh or eighth inning. I was like, I'm done. No more. Turning it off. Had it on the whole time. Nope. I'm done. Everybody reaches their point where they officially declare they're done with whatever the team may be. But regardless, Tuesday night, we're here, right? Charlie's here. I'm here. We're going to do the last one probably of the year, the Potawatomi Sportsbook Pro Hoops postgame show. And we'll see what happens. Maybe they'll shock the world and to figure it out. But I'm not mad tonight. Not mad at all. I'm actually, like I said, I'm all right with it. I accepted where this thing was going prior to this. So those of you that were holding out hope after hearing that there was no Lillard and Giannis, then you're probably far more upset than I am. But I understood once both of them were out, they weren't winning this game. And the Pacers had to shoot the three ball well, really well, in order to beat this Bucks team tonight. All right, so let's talk. Anybody else proud of what they saw tonight from this Bucks team? The effort that this Bucks team gave tonight? Or are you still angry and got your underwear all up in a bunch because they couldn't beat them without Giannis, Lillard, and Bobby Portis? 414-677-1250. 414-677-1250. Tweet us at 1250 AM The Fan. Justin, North Carolina, you're up first on the Potawatomi Sportsbook Pro Hoops postgame show, served up by Wendy's after the Bucks lose game four and go down 3-1 in the series.
So absolutely not. Tuesday's not your last show. I'll be damned. Not to these soft dudes. Like, first of all, Sparky, yeah, I'm upset. But I'm upset at different stuff, right? Like, I first of all, before we talk about the stuff I'm upset, that is an absolutely valiant effort from the Milwaukee Bucks.
Yep.
Ajax showed me amazing stuff tonight. A.J. Green, I thought he played well. Patrick Beverley, we got to remember, this guy's playing with one wrist and a hurt ankle and something else. He probably got hurt during that game. Now, Sparky, this is why I'm pissed. First of all, I know you're about to get mad at me. This refereeing BS is just, it's stupid. It's stupid. You call a foul on Ajax because he wraps the guy up, but you never miss, you don't miss the fact that, I mean, gosh, we have to worry about would that get a flag thrown in the football rules with the new hip tackle takeover BS that they have out there. And they don't call that crap.
No.
But then you let Naismith walk up on Jackson and you threw – you caught a tech on Bob Pat Bev for telling him he's too soft. Like, he's too little. That's not even a taunt in someone's face. Like, it's atrocious and it's terrible and it's despicable. Now, I'm going to tell you why these Pacers are soft. You beat a glorified – it's not even glorified. They're a bench team, and you struggled to beat them. You had to have the best three-pointing barrage by Miles Turner in the history of his entire life tonight to beat us. Bobby, what the F, dude? Can't even say that on the air, but what the F? You got it. Like you said, you so spot on. Dude, this dude gets thrown out the game. He's a bum. He's a marginal role player, dude. You get thrown out. You're not just Bobby off the bench right now. You are our guy. And I'm sorry. If we have Bobby, we beat them. But we're going to beat them Tuesday. And we're going to come. Look, they're young. They don't know how to win yet. They're not going to win this series. We're going to win in the seven. I'm a Bucks fan. That's all I know, Sparky. I'm Brandon Jennings is my dude. Bucks and six is for the culture. And that was when we had no shot in hell to win that series. I'm going to keep it optimistic, Sparky, but there's so many good things. Brooke had so many positives, but so many negatives at the same time.
No, defensively. Yeah, I know.
How did Marjan get on the floor tonight?
Dude, he's in Doc's doghouse. I don't know what he did. I don't know if he doesn't know the plays, if he doesn't know the defense, whatever the case may be. But Doc will not play him unless it's absolute garbage time.
But we're coming, Sparky. We're going to come Tuesday, and we're not going to get too far ahead of ourselves. We're going to come Tuesday. We're going to do our thing. Like Bobby going, I'm wearing my Bobby Portis jersey on Tuesday, even to work. I don't care. People are going to look at me crazy when I walk into Animal Hospital with a Bobby Portis jersey on. But we're up, and we're not out this till we're kicked out. We got all the experience, and I think Giannis and Dame both coming back Tuesday, and they're going to go off and, like, we're going to start this ship going the right way, man. The ship. I said ship.
Yeah, I got you. You're good. Don't worry about it, Justin. All right, dude. I appreciate you. Thanks for the call, buddy. Take care. There he is. Justin in North Carolina. Dame ain't played, man. I mean, Giannis may play. I don't see how Dame plays. I just don't. Now, if he does, I'll be happy to be wrong. If he gets hurt, and it costs them next year in this 3-1 game, you're going to need the dump button. And you're going to be hitting it all night long because I'm going to lose my freaking mind if in a 3-1 game you're running guys out there that should not be run out there and then you lose them for all of next season. There's just, you cannot do that. Absolutely not. If you lose the game, you lose the game. Hey, man. Just be honest with yourself. Look at everything this team has been through this season. Everything. At any point, did it say championship to you? Considering everything they've been through? Probably not. And if the season ends this way, with two guys out and another guy suspended in the last game, to essentially force your way out of the postseason, throw your hands up and go, it wasn't our year. Clearly wasn't our year. And you just go back at it again next year, try and figure it out. And hopefully, Giannis can actually stay healthy. 4 of the last 5 postseasons, he has missed games in the playoffs. 4 of 5. The year before they won the championship, the year of the championship, the year after the championship, it was Middleton, Giannis was healthy. And then the last 2 years, he's missed games. Best player has got to be available for you in the playoffs. Plain and simple. Keeps getting hurt. Hard to overcome. And now your second best player is out too. Can't overcome both. Tony Waukesha, you're next here on the Potawatomi Sportsbook Pro Hoops postgame show, served up by Wendy's. Are you feeling good about what you saw from the Bucks tonight and the great effort they gave, or are you mad?
Mild feeling, kind of tanned. Beginning of the game, honestly, I was feeling pretty decent, feeling pretty good about it. But that Portis just changed my whole way of how I was watching the game. That was, as a veteran, it's not even smart to even think about doing something like that. Yep. Like, it makes no sense. That's not a good message to the younger guys, in a way, too. But I don't know. I'm just frustrated. I don't even know what you guys were talking about. Honestly, I just wanted to call.
All I said was, before you called in, before Justin called in, I went over all the negative stuff, right? No Lillard, no Giannis, Portis with, you know, rocks for brains in that moment. And I said, even with all the negative stuff, I'm proud of this basketball team tonight. Because after that, they could have folded the 10 and said, it's over, it's all done. Yeah. But they fought all night and would not go away until the very end when the last 3 or 4 minutes, the Pacers finally pulled away. But they presented problems for this Pacers team with essentially a bench unit and Middleton.
Yeah, of course. And I think, I don't know what it's going to take, but I think, I don't know if ownership has to get involved. But there's no way that Giannis and Dame plays for the next game for this 3-1 lead. I mean, I don't know what it's going to take, but I don't know. Like you said earlier, like this whole year is just not speaking championship team. I think we're just going to the offseason with our healthy two main stars. We already know that Middleton could be big in the playoffs. We probably don't even need him in the regular season. So we kind of know what we're working with Middleton going forward. But we just, we got to kind of get this right. And we don't get this right by playing them, guys. We just don't.
Yep.
But thank you, guys. Big fan of the show. Glad to have you back during the week for the weekday show.
Appreciate you.
Been following you for years, man. Go Bucks like always, but we'll see what happens.
As always, you've been calling for years too, and I appreciate it, buddy. Have a good night. Take care. There he is, Tone in Waukesha, checking in. Haven't heard from him. That's the first time we've heard from him since we've been back up and going here on 1250. By the way, tomorrow, Wisconsin Sports Daily. Obviously, we'll talk some Bucks, but also some Packers draft. Looking forward to Sam Monson from Pro Football Focus will join us tomorrow at 2:40. Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette at 4:40 tomorrow. And probably work on some type of an NBA guest for the 3:40 segment. And yes, we are going to talk about the Brewers tomorrow. There is definitely stuff to talk about with the Milwaukee Brewers after this weekend. And I don't think it's very good stuff, but either way, we will talk some Brewers tomorrow as well. That is my promise to you. Packers, Brewers, and Bucks. We will talk all three teams every show. Every show. That's it. Might only be for 7 or 8 minutes, one segment, but you will get something on your favorite team every show. And that's what we try and do. Okay. So this is kind of where I'm at right now. As a Bucks fan, if Giannis said he's good, he wants to go, and you know Lillard's out, what do you do? You're the Bucks. What do you do? Now, I understand it's going to be, well, the trainer says he can go. I understand all of that. I get all of that, okay? I do. I truly understand. But here's something else. The trainer and the front office can work together to slow play the heck out of this if they want to with Giannis. Just be like, yeah, you're getting close. You're just not quite there yet. You're almost there. They can slow play it. You're down 3-1. You want him back out there? Do you want him back out there with that calf strain, even though you're not going to have Lillard? Do you want him back out there? I don't. Tone said he don't either. So where are you? You want to see him? Because I know Nathan Marzion and I are going to record Green and Growing at 10:15 tonight, our podcast. So that'll be up tomorrow morning when you get up. You're going to listen to this post-game show podcast, the callers and tweets and all that stuff, and then have a whole nother version of Bucks Talk with me and Marzion. And I can bet you your bottom freaking dollar that Nathan Marzion, when I bring this up with him on the podcast, is going, absolutely, I want him. If he can play and he wants to play and he's cleared, play him. I know where Marzion's going to be at on this. He's been consistent the whole time. So that'll be on the Green and Growing podcast later. But I want to know from you right now, do you want to see him play Tuesday night if you're the Bucks? Down 3-1. I don't see any chance Lillard plays. And to be honest with you, Giannis hasn't even gotten to questionable yet on the injury report. Giannis has only been doubtful this whole time, and then he goes to out. It's not even like he's gotten to questionable, and then it was close, but they decided to hold him back one more game. I still haven't heard. Did you see anything about him playing any 5-on-5 with anybody in practice?
The only thing I saw was that Doc Rivers said he did a lot more physical work today on the court. They didn't say anything about 5-on-5. They just said he was doing more work on the court.
And again, because you have one day off in between each game here, you don't have that opportunity to have 2 days off to where you could run a real practice. So there's probably not going to be another opportunity for him to have that moment, which means if he doesn't get that opportunity to be 5-on-5, then what? What do you have then? Then you got to just take your chances and send him out there and then see how he comes off of that next. I still think it's highly unlikely that dude plays. But either way, the question remains the same. What do you do if you're the Bucks? Do you play him Tuesday night at Fiserv Forum? 414-677-1250. 414-677-1250. You can also tweet us at 1250 AM. The Fan got some tweets to read too. Bucks lose tonight to the Indiana Pacers. It is the Pottawatomie Sportsbook Pro Hoops post-game show served up by Wendy's.
The final buzzer has sounded and the game's over. It's time to talk about who played well and who didn't. It's the Potawatomi Sportsbook Pro Hoops Postgame Show, served up by Wendy's. The new Potawatomi Sportsbook is the ultimate sports fan experience. The state-of-the-art venue opens this May at the Potawatomi Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. Now, let's get to your calls and reaction from the game with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on 1250 AM, The Fan.
Bucks come up on the losing end tonight to the Indiana Pacers, 126-113. Series now shifts back to Milwaukee, Pfizer Forum, coming up on Tuesday night, leading the way for the Bucks tonight. Brooke Lopez, 27-9. Chris Middleton, 25-10-5. 20 for Beasley, who hadn't played that well in quite some time offensively. Leading the way for the Pacers, 29-9 for Miles Turner, 24-4-4 for the front runner, Tyrese Halliburton, and Toppin off the bench for 13. All five starters in double figures for the Indiana Pacers, as the Pacers again take the series lead now 3-1. As I am still waiting to see, I'll check my email again here shortly, what time that game is going to be on Tuesday night. Probably should check Twitter, too. I probably could find it there. Hey, Wendy's new Cinnabon Pull-Apart. It's the new go-to breakfast treat to satisfy those morning cravings, and now it's available all day. It's got all the flavors you love from Cinnabon, like that warm, sweet cinnamon sugar roll dough, the perfect ooey-gooey texture, and a dollop of that signature cream cheese frosting. Get your day off to a sweet start or a late-night sweet treat with Wendy's Cinnabon Pull-Apart. I had that last week, and I was telling everybody that would listen to me how absolutely delicious it is, and it is just as good as I say, I promise you, and you will love it. And it's not small, it's pretty decent size. It's not a small little cinnamon roll like you would, you know, think maybe. It is legit. So get that, and you are ready to go. It'd be good right now. Right? I mean, chocolate frosty and a Cinnabon? That combination has got to be delicious. I've not tried it, but I'm going to have to try it. Tim says, tweets at 1250 AM, The Fan at Sparky Radio. Love you, Sparky, but losing to these front runners hurts, regardless of circumstances, and I can feel good about the Milwaukee moral victory. They needed their superstar to try to play tonight. That's what the money is for. I don't know which one you're talking about, Tim. I don't know if you're talking about Lillard or if you're talking about Giannis. However, there's no chance Lillard could have played. Zero. Zilch, nada. He never should have been in the last game. When you tell your head coach that your Achilles is so bad you have no explosion in your leg, and then tell your coach that you need to be the decoy because you got nothing in that leg, and your coach goes, oh, okay, continue to play, and we're going to lead you in minutes on the team on top of it. No, he never should have played in the last game. When he went down before with that Achilles, with that knee, and they put him back in there, he had nothing. Zero. But hey, put him out there. Lose him all for next year. At least we'll be happy he tried to play in this Pacers series. At least he gave it a good old effort for all the money he's making. And then you'll be mad that he misses all of next year. And then you'll say, well, I'm not buying tickets. I'm not going to watch that crappy team. Can't have it both ways, man. This series was not worth sacrificing all of next year. It wasn't worth sacrificing for Giannis. And it wasn't worth sacrificing for Lillard. Sorry, it's not worth it. In your mind, maybe it is. Maybe you have relatives that live in Indiana and you have a bitter rivalry with them because they're Pacers fans. Regardless, rivalry or not, you shouldn't have played. And I completely 100% support that. Todd tweets at Sparky Radio, the Bucks' miserable season is almost over. Bobby did them no favors today. Does Giannis play next game or start his offseason? I think if it was up to him, he'd probably be playing by now. That would be my guess. My guess is they're not clearing him to make sure he doesn't play. And there's no chance, zero possibility, 0.0% that this training staff cleared Giannis and he's choosing not to play. 0% chance. No chance. So it's not like, oh, I don't want to play. I want to go to Cancun. No. That's not who that dude is. You know that. We all know who that dude is. That dude would play through anything if given the opportunity. So that's not it with Giannis. No. And I don't know Lillard as well as I know Giannis necessarily because he's just been here, but I don't think that's Lillard either. Clearly not, because he was out there on one leg playing the last game and played a ton of minutes on top of it. Had no business being out there. Once he said that to Doc, he should have been pulled. It's over. You're done. Go sit down. It's all done. There's no reason he should have been out there. And if I am John Horst, Peter Fagan, or an owner, I would have lit Doc Rivers up immediately following that press conference when he said that. I would have lost my mind on Doc. What are you doing? He told you that he wanted to be a decoy. He had nothing left in his leg, no explosion, and you played him? Not only did you played him the team high on the team through overtime? Are you nuts? So, again, if it was me, that's how I would have handled it. I'm sure that's probably not what happened, but if it was me, I would have lost my mind. You're risking all of next season, again, for this series. Come on. Kenny tweets at 12:50 a.m. The Fan and at Sparky Radio. Bobby getting tossed was ridiculous. But either way, Milwaukee had a 0% chance of winning tonight. Yeah, I agree. I don't disagree with you. I said to lead off the show, I didn't expect them to win. I came in with no expectation for them to win. And Tuesday, I'm going into that game with no expectation for them to win. Could they shock the world? Sure. Anything's possible. Pacers could go cold shooting the ball. Bucks could shoot well at home, get the crowd involved, whatever. Absolutely, they could steal a game in Milwaukee, make this series 3-2, and make Indiana have to try and go win one in Indiana in order to win the series. Yeah, that could happen. I'm just telling you, from my point of view, I have no expectations Tuesday night that they're going to win. None. I do have expectations that we're going to be here, and if and when they lose, we're going to do kind of a recap show of the season. I already know my topic that I'm doing Tuesday night if they lose. I'm all ready to go. Could have done it tonight. Not going to. Don't want to waste a topic. We'll do it Tuesday. So, yeah, I agree. I'm there with you. Brew Cruise 24-24. It's amazing how four different coaches and nobody can figure out how to have a three-point defense. Look, man. At some point, you make choices on defense. You just do. And this basketball team has been getting destroyed in the paint. Not tonight. They won points in the paint, I believe, by 10. They've been getting killed. They've been getting killed for a while now. So you have to make a decision. They made the decision that they were not giving up second chance points or trying not to give up a bunch of second chance rebounds and third chance, fourth chance. And they were going to play for the boards and protecting the rim or trying as best they can. And there were possessions where it didn't look like they were trying the best they could. But that was the decision they made. You've got to pick your poison. Which way do you want to go? We've been talking about Miles Turner on this postgame show the whole series. What have I been saying? Man, let that dude shoot. Who cares? Go ahead, shoot 100 threes. Who cares? You know what happened? He started hitting them tonight. Had a career playoff high. It took every bit of that to beat this team full of bench players. It took every bit of it. Proud of my Bucks. Proud of my team, man. Not mad at them. Not at all. Again, Bobby, that was stupid. Fine, we agree. But outside of that, not mad. Milton went off. Milton could have stayed off. Milton could be like, that's it. I'm done. He didn't. Beverly, same thing. Could have been done. Came back. One done. Kept playing. So, I just can't get down and be mad at this team. I'm not there. Charlie, we haven't heard from you yet tonight. We're 45 minutes into the show. What say you about this 126-113 loss to the Pacers tonight?
I think if there's any bright spots of this game at all, it's that the Bucks learned they have a lot more bench depth than they probably thought they did. I think Danilo Gallinari came out and played really well today for the minutes that he got, which is something that people were not expecting for the most part. I wasn't expecting it when he went out there, but he was hitting a lot of really good tough mid-range shots. You know, Justin said it earlier, AJ Green looked serviceable at least at moments. He wasn't really hitting his shots, but he was out there playing with energy. Ajax, it looked phenomenal. I think a lot of people on Twitter were hyping him up, yep, maybe a little more than they should have, but I think he was awesome. I think this team is a lot deeper than what we had expected.
Whose fault is that?
Probably Doc Rivers. Probably whoever's head coach out there, man.
Now, look, this is the thing for me, right? So in the first half of the game, what happened? A couple of times you actually gave Brooke the ball down low. And literally, Marcus Johnson's like, whoa, old school Brooke Lopez, look at this. And I'm on my couch going, I've only been asking about this for, I don't know, 5 years now, 6 years to probably possibly do this. And I think it was at halftime or somewhere in that area. I was like, if they actually do rely on Brooke to be old school Brooke, maybe we'll see something. And what happened? They started running doubles at Brooke. That's exactly what I've been saying was going to happen if you would have ever tried to do this previous. Again, the problem is what was left of him to pass the ball to won the best. But either way, at least you tried it. Gallinari comes in, and again, same thing. He's backing down his dude, taking fadeaways, hitting shots. Middleton being physical, trying to get closer to the basket and taking his mid-range shots. There were a lot of positives. Beasley finally started knocking down some shots. He never would have had this opportunity had Lillard not got hurt. There's no way he would have got that type of run. But he knew Doc was screwed because he knew there was no way he was going to play Marshawn Beauchamp. No matter how mad he was at me, Malik Beasley, he ain't going to play Marshawn. So I'm good. I can mess up and he ain't going to pull me. I'm going to get my minutes. Well, what happens? You probably play a little bit more free because you're not looking over your shoulder worrying about getting pulled. Dave Kane had a great point tonight on the radio broadcast. He said this is probably the first and only time all season that this basketball team has played free of expectations in a game where kind of, I think Kane said house money, where nobody thought they were going to win this game. Nobody thought they had a chance to win this game. So the fact that they were hanging around and keeping it close, there was no pressure on them. And pressure was on the Pacers not to blow this thing. I promise you, at halftime of that game, down at that arena, Pacers fans were talking to one another going, they better not blow this damn game. They better not blow this damn game. Because if they blow this damn game and then Giannis comes back in the next game, we're in trouble. I guarantee you those conversations were being had by Pacers fans and they were concerned. Because that's exactly what it looked like. Like the Bucks were just going to hang around long enough and maybe we get Crazy Chris hitting another big shot at the end and you steal a game and all of a sudden now it's 2-2 with, again, probably three games to go. And more opportunity for Giannis to maybe play in a game or two before the series is over. Instead, they pull away late because Miles Turner is insanely on fire tonight. And they win the series pretty much because now you've got to win three in a row. And again, if Giannis comes back, that's great. But if there's no Lillard to go with Giannis, I can't pick him to win the series if there's no Lillard. If they both come back and they both look 100%, maybe I could see them maybe coming back in this series. But as bad as Lillard looked the last game, and the fact that Giannis still hasn't even gotten a questionable on the injury report, I can't get there. I'm struggling. Bucks lose tonight. It wasn't pretty there at the end, but for 3.5 quarters, you just got to put a smile on your face and go, man, they fought their hearts out trying to stay in this thing. Potawatomi Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. It's about change what it means to bet big and bet bold. Huge video wall. And I retweeted that video. Dario Melendez had the video. A huge video wall, seating for over 200, an expanded food menu and more. The new Potawatomi Sportsbook is the ultimate sports fan experience. State-of-the-art venue opens up this May. Just in the next, week, 2 weeks, I believe it's supposed to open up. I think it was May 5th, I think is what I heard, somewhere in that area. So should be open shortly. It looks done from the video I saw from Dario. It looks relatively done. So looking forward to going down there. Hopefully get to do some radio shows down there and have some fun. Should be fun. I was hoping to do some post-game shows down there, but that doesn't appear that's probably going to happen, unfortunately. Yeah. Bucks lose tonight. Coming up next, we'll hear from Doc Rivers, Bucks head coach. Plus, we still got to go inside the box. All straight ahead here on the Potawatomi Sportsbook Probes post-game show. Served up by Wendy's on 1250 AM The Fan. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer with you.
Two-shot foul with Middleton shooting two for the personal foul. For the hostile act, we have two acts by Portis. One is a push in the chest. The other one is a slap with contact to the head of Neymar. He has two technical fouls and is ejected. Neymar has one technical foul. It was Milwaukee will shoot. Indiana will shoot one for the team, and then we will have Middleton on the line for two.
Yeah, the Bucks lost. That definitely did not help. I like courtesy of Bally Sports Wisconsin. Bucks lose 126-113. It's Potawatomi Sportsbook Probes postgame show. Served up by Wendy's here on 1250 AM. The Fancy Sparky Pfeiffer, Charlie Houston, other side of the glass, producing the show. The thing about that moment that I will remember is Chris Middleton. You know, he comes over to Portis, bends over, and starts having a conversation with Bobby Portis. Now, they didn't have a camera on his lips, so there was no lip reading available to know what he said. But if it was a guessing game, I would guess it was something along the lines of, dude, you can't do that. Like, we're already down Giannis and Dame. You can't get kicked out of this game, man. You can't react. This is not a regular season game. This is we're in deep, deep trouble if we lose this game, and we need you. If you actually don't get kicked out in this game, do not do that again, please. Something along those lines, Charlie, right? I mean, had to be something along those lines. He wasn't yelling at him or nothing like that. He was probably just telling him, dude, you gotta be smart. Hey, you can't do that. You're a vet. You know better. He suckered you into that. And Marcus Johnson pointed on the broadcast of, this is what that dude does. He goats these guys into doing dumb stuff. So you knew in this series he was going to try that crap, and it worked.
Yeah. I mean, it looked like it was planned for them to go out there and just go at him like that.
Yep.
They knew he was going to react like that. From the past couple games, he had been fired up. This was going to be the moment that he blew over, and they knew that, and they played right into it.
Absolutely. And again, that's something to me that should have been predictive, maybe. Is that the right word? Where, no, if you're Doc, before the game gets going, you pull Bobby aside and be like, hey, man, I don't care if you get emotional, I don't care if you get fired up, do what you got to do, but you can't lose control. Like, we have to have you in this game. It's almost like talking, and I don't like doing this because I hate this dude, but it's almost like Draymond to a degree. Draymond's at a million times worse scenario than Bobby Portis, but I feel like you could do the same thing to Pat Beverly, where you can get his grill enough to where maybe he snaps a little bit. Portis probably more likely than Beverly, but obviously as an opposing team, they know. If they both get kicked out, that's still a win for Indiana. Because they're already without a big in Giannis. So now you took away their other backup big in him. Now you got to go play Gallinari, who shot the ball fine, but he ain't rebounding. He ain't blocking shots. He ain't quick defensively. There's not a lot to write home about him defensively. And there isn't really a ton for Bobby Portis either. He does rebound the ball, though. Occasionally, he'll get some rebounds. Gallinari doesn't even really give you that. So, I mean, from that perspective, that's a huge win for Indiana. Even if they would have kicked both out, which they weren't going to do because, you know, there wasn't, open hand slaps or whatever you want to call, exchanged. Again, if Portis just shoves him and stops, they both get texts, we move on. But it was that follow through with the right hand where he went at his head, that's what got him kicked out. And as soon as you saw, before the replay even happened, Marcus Johnson saw it happen, and Marcus Johnson goes, this is not good. He's going to get kicked out. He saw it. And when the replay came, he said, right there. That's probably why he's gone. And it was. That was exactly why he was gone. Now, having said that, I want to hear what good old Doc Rivers has to say about this one here tonight.
Let's hear what the coach had to say about today's game. Next on the Pottawatomie Sportsbook Pro Hoops Postgame Show, served up by Wendy's with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on 1250 AM, The Fan.
All right, Doc. Now, let's see. Obviously, he's got to talk about Bobby Portis in this thing, is my guess. Again, I haven't heard it. If you don't know this, this is something that has always been constant with me over the years. I never listen to these post games until I play them. So that way, when I hear them, I'm hearing them just like you for the first time. Well, some of you for the first time. Some of you may have seen them on TV and then turn on the radio after. I don't know how some of you listen, but either way, this is my first time hearing it. That way, I can just react in the moment as Doc may or may not say something crazy. So I'm assuming he's going to talk about Bobby Portis. I'm assuming that he's going to talk about the effort of this basketball team being good tonight, right? We're going to assume that that's going to be talked about. He's going to talk about Middleton's outstanding effort in trying to win this game, right? That's got to be a positive he talks about. I'm not going to bet money that they'll bring up Giannis or Lillard's availability for the next game, even though I think that's fair. That probably got asked before the game, so no need to bring it up after the game probably. So, yeah. Let's see what this is all about. Here's Doc Rivers after the game, courtesy of Bally Sports Wisconsin.
People say anything to him in the moment.
It was just too quick. It just it happened too quick. Obviously, we wanted them to be in the game, you know. But I haven't seen the play. I don't even know what happened, to be honest. But that clearly hurt us. There's no doubt about that. And we would have loved them to stay out there. But I really don't have any comment because I didn't see the play.
So even just the idea that he lost his composure enough to have that happen so early in the game, where for 2 days you talk about how much you might need him.
Yeah. It was a tough break for us. There's no doubt about it. You know, it doesn't matter how long you're in the league, you can still learn. All of us can. I thought it'll probably be a lesson for Bobby and all of us, you know, for all the young guys. So that happened. And, you know, you can't get it back once it happened. So...
They shoot 50% from three pretty much the entire game.
Yeah.
Just what did you see defensively that they were getting those?
We were just scrambling. You know, listen, we knew the deal coming into the night. We knew we were going to have to trap more. I said that before the game. We were going to have to do things that we don't do traditionally. I thought we hung in there. I really did. Halftime is a three-point game. Chris goes down. I thought the one big play was Halliburton's three to start. The third, we're trying to foul, and then we end up giving him a deer shot. And then he makes two more. Like, I thought overall, up until that point, we were guarding him really well. You know, we got loose a little bit. We had a lot of little breakdowns, but we were doing things, honestly, that we haven't done a lot. Our guys were playing their hearts out, like they really were. I love that our team, no matter what anyone thought, they believed we could win this game. And it shows a lot about this basketball team. And what I loved about it the most is after the game, they're disappointed that they didn't win the game. This is a great group to coach, I'm telling you. I know we have a lot of stuff going on, you know, just clutter, injuries. But, man, I'm loving this team every second that I'm with them. And today is another example of that.
I don't know if the plan was to have any Gallo minutes tonight.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Just those kind of minutes where you had to go to him to create a little bit.
Yeah.
What'd you see?
He was terrific. You know, he was really good, made some great plays for us. He hadn't played a lot, you know, so you could see he was getting gas. I wish I could have got Brooke some rest. Brooke didn't miss free throws like that. That's fatigue. It's just amazing. Pat gets hurt. Pat Connaughton was injured again. You know, it was just like it was the walking wounded over there. You're trying to find just able bodies. But I thought our young guys all played well and was very proud of all of them.
I'm stopping it right here because I was giving eyes to Charlie as this was happening, and he was looking at me with the same kind of eyes. Let me see if I got this right. Just let me see if I got this right. Doc loved what Gallo gave him when he was out there. But Gallo hasn't played, so he was gassed. Is that what he said?
Yeah.
So this dude haven't played the whole series. Got fresher legs than anybody out there. Other than Marshawn, because Marshawn hadn't played in like 6 months. But outside of Marshawn, that dude and Thanasis probably has better legs than maybe Gallo at this point. But Gallo hadn't played either way for a good, week? Goes out there, shows he has fresh legs, getting up, raising up on that jumper, poof, poof, poof. And as I said earlier in the show, he didn't play him in the fourth that I saw. He only played 13 minutes. And then he's got the guts. Doc, well, I really would have loved to give Brooks some time. Huh? I still want to know how the guy that hasn't played is dead. They're dead. Can't give us any more. I mean, he gave us the 13 minutes that he had left in those legs. He's got nothing left for us. Come on, man. This dude already takes enough flack for not being good. Then he is good, and you tell me he can't play because he played too many minutes at 13? He got nobody for... All right, moving on.
Actually, my next question is the guys who did play. Chris, we know, went to the back. I think maybe on his ankle for a minute. How did the guys, Beverly, how did they come out of this game?
I don't know. I don't even want to know. I have not talked to our medical guys because I wanted to have some good news for about 5 minutes. Every time I talk to them, it's not good news right now. So I'm going to just, maybe if I don't talk to them, they'll be okay. So I'm going to avoid them for the rest of the night. But I don't know. I know Chris, I do know that he's going to be okay. He felt pretty good after the game again. Pat, we're going to have to get something checked. I think it's his ribs or something, so we're not sure. Yeah.
And then just, the challenge now, 3-1,
Yeah, it's one game at a time. Here's the deal. We have two games left at home. They have one game left at home. Right. That's how you can look at it. And so the first thing is we have to win the first game at home, and then we can talk about the rest after that.
Was it just their style and force of will that got that game so scoring and the limitations you guys had defensively?
Yeah, just their intensity, their speed, and our fatigue, I thought, played a big part in the second half.
And kind of following up on that thought, just – was it just trying to keep pace with them, or was it a thought trying to try to slow them down in the sense of...
Yeah, we did a little bit of both. I thought we did a great job early at posting Brooke. I thought we got away from that in the middle of the third, or maybe the beginning of the fourth. There was a stretch. I'll watch it on film. We came out of two timeouts to post the ball, and instead we tried to draw and kick. We kind of broke plays, and I thought the intentional posting of Bobby, the first couple, Brooke all through the first half, and Chris kept the pace down for us. And I thought we got away from that in the third quarter, to be honest.
Stopping it again. Whose fault is that exactly? Whose fault is that? You called a bajillion timeouts in the third quarter. A bajillion. You couldn't figure out how to make them run a damn post play for Brooke? This is the stuff that drives me nuts. Because he literally says, in the first half, we did a great job of posting Brooke and Bobby early and Middleton. We got him going in the post. It slows the game down and so forth. Where have we heard that before on this show? Where have we heard it from? I've been saying it the whole freaking series. This isn't good for my heart. It's just not listening. It's just right. My heart needs a break from Doc Rivers right now. It really does. It needs a break.
Hey, Doc, what did you think of Andre Jackson Jr.'s effort? Because you talked about it after the last game, and this game he was even more involved, it seemed.
Yeah.
I saw you coaching him up a lot during this game.
Yeah, he just plays hard. There's times he's going so fast, you want to just slow him down, But I love his intensity. I love his makeup. I just love his makeup. Like, he's a competitive. He wants to compete. He wants to win. And he doesn't do anything for himself. You know, everything about him, you know, you could tell he was at UConn and they have that team thing, because everything he does is nothing about him. It's always about the team. And that's a pleasure to coach.
I'm done. That's it. Valley Sports Wisconsin. I'm done. I'm not listening anymore. That whole thing about Andre Jackson Jr. there, he said nothing about his basketball skills whatsoever. He ain't saying about, boy, you know, he's pretty good defensively. He didn't say anything about, you know, he's got quick hands, get some deflections for us. He didn't say anything about shooting. I mean, there's not much to say, but he did hit a corner three. I mean, so he really, it was just, he competes hard. Do you know what that reminds me of? That reminds me of the Mike Wall video talking about the Packers' first round pick when he kept calling him a football player. But he's a football player. I like him. He's a football player. Banging my head against the phone as I was trying to watch that thing, because that's about the most positive thing he had to say about the kid. And now I got Doc over here talking to Andre Jackson. I'll just say he's a basketball player. He plays hard. Okay. I didn't like any of that, to be honest with you. I didn't like much of anything that I just heard. Not much of anything. First of all, what they did in the first half was something they should have been doing already in this series. That already should have been a thing. You knew coming into the series that they wanted to run and keep the pace up. You knew that. It took Giannis and Lillard both getting hurt before you even would recognize the fact that we should play that way. It never, ever should have taken that long for you to figure this out. Idiot sports talk show host like me was saying this from this jump. I got Charlie over there. Oh, angry Sparky. Ha, 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 ha. Laugh, laugh, laugh. That came up today, too, during the first communion party for my kid. That whole nonsense from last week. I can't, man. I can't do it. Obvious stuff. And then you do it in the first half, and then you go, well, we got away from it. Who the heck is the head coach? You the head coach? Is it you? Or is it Andre Jackson? Who is the head coach? If you're the head coach, call a damn set and make him run the set. Like, take some control. All right. I don't know how much more of this I can do. We got another 20 minutes left of this show. Are you sure?
Yep. 20 minutes.
God. Now, what's going to happen on Tuesday? What's going to happen on Tuesday? They're going to be ready for you on Tuesday. Tuesday, you're going to go try and do some of this stuff on Tuesday, and they're going to be ready. And they're going to know, hey, look, they're going to try and play down on the block again and do that. And guess what? That's okay. That's okay that they know, because they still have to stop you. And by the way, did anybody know Connaughton was hurt? Anybody? No. You either? Yeah. Okay. So anyhow, so that means AJ Green, you got to hit some shots, buddy. And you hit, found the bottom of the net tonight. That was good. But if you're going to pull the upset and do this when they collapse on Brooke, or if they run two at Bobby, if he actually gets to play, or they collapse on Middleton and he's kicking the ball out, y'all got to hit your shots, man. You just do. You've got to have a game tonight like they did shooting the basketball. When we go inside this box after the next commercial break, do you know where they lost the game? One stat category is where they lost one. The other night, we went over like three or four where they got better, the Bucks. All right, we're better there than we were the last game. We're better there. We're better there. Feeling good. Tonight, they held serve as far as points in the paint, they were good. Second chance points. All that. They were right there with them or better. Right there with them or better. Right there. One category in that box score where they got annihilated. One. I'll tell you what that is coming up next. But first, let's talk about this Dreamsicle Frosty. That's going to be going away, folks. If you've not had this orange Dreamsicle Frosty yet, you should feel horrible about yourself. Horrible. Like, Doc should feel horrible about himself for that press conference he just gave. Remember where you were when you first heard about Wendy's new orange Dreamsicle Frosty? I'll give you a hint. It's here. This is where you heard about it. Wendy's is taking the iconic Dreamsicle flavor you remember and brought it into the modern Frosty era. Available for a limited time, both day and midnight or later. Late night hours may vary. Recording that Green Growing podcast on the Odyssey Sports YouTube page here. About a half hour, 10:15 with Nathan Marzia. After that, I'm heading home. And pretty sure I will be stopping for Frosties. Pretty sure that's what's going on tonight, Charlie. I need something. And I'm not drinking liquor right now, so I need an orange Dreamsicle Frosty, I think. I just maybe a Cinnabon, one of those Cinnabon pull-aparts, too. I've not had dinner. I've not ate since 11:30 this morning, I think, was the last time I ate. No, I had some First Communion cake later, so that First Communion cake was probably at like 1:30. Yeah, that was the last time I've had anything to eat. I'm pretty hungry at this point, so I would like to get some food. The Bucks lose tonight. They're hungry for a win. He did give them credit for good effort in the press conference. He did that right in the press conference to Doc Rivers. Bucks lose 126-113. We'll come back. We'll go inside the box score. I'll tell you that one category where they got annihilated, and that's what has to change coming up in the next game. Back after this on the Potawatomi Sportsbook Pro Hoops postgame show, served up by Wendy's with me, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Charlie Houston producing here on 1250 AM The Fan.
Let's see what the numbers say about today's game as we dive into the box score. It's the Potawatomi Sportsbook Pro Hoops postgame show, served up by Wendy's with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on 1250 AM The Fan.
All right, so I want to clarify something, because my buddy is texting me, and he's telling me about, you know, what Doc Rivers was just talking about, Pat Beverly, and then Connaughton and so forth. And he texted me and said, Pat Bev got destroyed, but he's a Warrior. He'll probably try to go. Listen, we'll get to the box score in a second. I feel like sometimes as fans, we get lost. And we get lost sometimes because of the amount of money that these athletes make. We get lost in thinking we know. And I'm not saying that sometimes we're not right when we go, he's just there to collect a check. He don't care. He don't care. He's just collecting a check. He could play. He doesn't care. Now, sometimes, yeah, that can be true. Absolutely. And the easiest way to explain it is, some people get the sniffles calling to work, right? Some people get a cough calling to work. Some people wake up with an upset stomach calling to work. Other people, you pretty much got to tear them away from their job. They're going in no matter what to do their job. It's work ethic, right? No different with an athlete playing a sport. Same thing. The greats will play as long as a trainer says you're good enough, you'll play. In some cases, the trainer will be like, you want to give this a shot, you go right ahead, but I don't know how you're dealing with all this pain. So I can play. I guess. You're not going to do any further damage. Cool, I'm playing. You've heard of football players playing with torn bicep muscles that are defensive linemen or offensive linemen. And you just talk to some of these former players, NFL players, and you hear all the horrible injuries that guys are playing with that fans have no idea how bad it is. No clue. And then they're not playing that well or whatever, and you have no idea what they're going through. And then what that relates to years later after they're retired and all the pain they're still going through because of doing all the crap they did earlier in their career. So again, just because somebody is sitting out and hurt does not mean they don't care. Does not mean that that person doesn't want to win a championship more than the next guy sitting next to him. Anything like that. if Pat Beverly does not play in the next game, does not mean he's less of a Warrior than he is if he does play in the next game. Or anybody else for that matter. Because I've seen it for years about Middleton. Every time Middleton misses time, he's hurt again. He probably could play. He's just collecting a check, though. I see it all the time about Middleton. And recently, I'm starting to see it about Giannis. And I'm telling y'all, that dude would play if he could play. I promise you, he would be out there. There's 0% chance they told him he could play, and he said, nah, I'm good, I'll watch. Did you see the dude up and down the sidelines trying to coach his team? You don't think that dude cares? You don't think he cares? You think he's just collecting a check, waiting to go on vacation? Come on. You know that's not right. That's all I'm saying. Because we do that all the time. A guy's limping around. Oh, he's a Warrior. And then a guy's sitting over on the bench, and that guy obviously is just collecting a check and don't give a damn. Just not the case. Now, once in a while, maybe you're right. Most of the time, you're probably not. Most of the time, probably not. Just trying to keep it honest with y'all before you go on social media and start going after dudes and you look like a fool. Just trying to help. 126-113. Pacers over the Milwaukee Bucks tonight. And if you have not checked out that new sports book yet, have not seen it on social media, you got to check it out. Potawatomi Casino Hotel Milwaukee is about to change what it means to bet big and bet bold. And all, buddy, it is big and it is bold. I retweeted it last week. Dario Melendez, if you go to his Twitter account, go to his media little listing there, you can find the videos that he posted. Huge video wall sitting for over 200, an expanded food menu, and more. The new Potawatomi Sportsbook is the ultimate sports fan experience. Stay there. Art venue opens up in May, so very, very shortly. Go inside the box score here. As I said earlier, Bobby Portis kicked out, only played 7 minutes. Chris Middleton, 40 minutes, 9 of 22 from the field, 0 of 4 from 3, 10 boards, 5 assists, 25 points. Brooke Lopez, 39 minutes, 12 of 18 from the floor, 3 of 5 from 3, 9 boards, 27 points. Pat Beverly, 21 minutes, 3 of 6 from the floor, 1 of 1 from 3, 1 board, 4 assists, 9 points. Malik Beasley, 34 minutes, 8 of 12 from the floor, 4 of 7 from 3, 3 boards, 2 assists, 20 points. Off the bench tonight, 25 for Andre Jackson Jr., 2 of 4 from 3, 6 boards, 7 assists, 6 points. 22 minutes for Connaughton, and he's hurt. 2 of 6, 0 of 2 from 3, 3 boards, 3 assists, 4 points. AJ Green, 21 minutes, 3 of 7, 2 of 6 from 3, 3 boards, 1 assist, 8 points. Gallinari, 13 minutes, because apparently he was gassed. Give me a break. 3 of 5 from the floor, 3 boards, 2 assists, 6 points. I don't understand. This is not me arguing whether or not he was hurt one way or the other. This was Doc simply saying he was gassed and he couldn't play. Yeah, I'm plugged the whole series. I don't understand. I don't get it. Jay Crowder, 13 minutes, 1 of 4, 0 of 2 from 3, 1 board, 1 assist, 2 points. Beauchamp and Thanasis got to play garbage minutes. Good for them. 51.1% from the field for the Bucks, 51.7% for the Pacers. Rebounds, Bucks win there, 42-38. The stat category I was teasing before. The Bucks shot 36.4%, 12 of 33. The Indiana Pacers shot 22 of 43. They took 10 more threes than you did and hit all of them. That is how you lost the game. That's how you lost the game. And you heard Doc Rivers in the post-game press conference on about trapping and doing things they normally don't do all year with a bunch of bench guys. And that's how they were trying to figure out, you know, how this whole thing was going to work. And it worked for a half. I think it worked kind of all the way into the fourth quarter. And then it kind of fell apart on him a little bit. So we'll see how this whole thing looks when it's all said and done coming up here on Tuesday night. I'm anxious to see how this whole thing looks. Have we seen what time this game is on Tuesday yet, by the way? Have we seen? I still have nothing from the NBA in regards to time. And if I don't have anything, I would imagine that Eric Name also does not have anything. And I still don't see anything on Name's Twitter account as far as what time they would play on Tuesday night. I'm assuming they're going to play at like 7 o'clock, would be my guess. It's a closeout game. So I guess we'll have to stay tuned and find out. Tomorrow, Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. First day with Wendy's on board as the presenting sponsor of Wisconsin Sports Daily. Thank you so much, Wendy's, for coming on board one more time. Bucks lose tonight to the Indiana Pacers series at 3-1. Talk to you tomorrow about the Bucks and the NFL draft. Sam Monson of Pro Football Focus and Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette. Starting tomorrow at 2. Have a good one. Toodles.